Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Subscriptions for Authors podcast. So today I want to talk about something that first came up in December. It was a post I made on the newsletter. It's a blog. I'll link to it down below. It was about your weirdness makes you beautiful. Essentially, what makes you different makes you beautiful as a creative, as an author, and as a person. And it was about my story of my own differences and how I've come to grow an awareness about what makes me different and embracing that and leaning into it and just sharing with you all what that journey and process was like. In today's podcast, I want to share with you three really important things. First, I want to share with you how I've learned to be more self-aware and how having an awareness of what makes me different is really important. The second thing is having an awareness of what I desire, what my core desire is. We're going to dive really deep into this, almost as if we're main charactering our life. Don't worry. We won't go MC syndrome too hard. So that is our goal, to accomplish this in the next roughly 20-ish minutes. But first, I want to share some changes coming to the podcast, some changes that actually have to do with us being on this own journey, figuring out what we're good at, what makes us different, leaning into that, and bridging that gap over a period of time. And in terms of, I think, what makes this podcast different, we're now over 70 episodes in. And if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, whether this is your first episode here or whether you've been here for 70 plus, I just want to say thank you. It has been so fun creating this for most of the last 2 years and actually a huge dream of mine. I actually have had a podcast before this. It's called Young Eager Writers. I co-hosted it with Desiree. Renata also co-hosted with me. I had a bunch of people there and loved it. It was an amazing time. And that actually stemmed from when I used to run with Desiree, founder of the organization. I helped and volunteered to help run a conference for young writers called Young Eager Writers. And this was back when I was, you know, first getting into publishing, back when I was a teen, quote unquote, author myself. I was a teen, but it just feels weird to call yourself a teen author. And since then, started Subscriptions for Authors about 2 years ago. And it's just been so exciting to see where this podcast goes. And I can't wait to keep creating episodes so that we get to episode 100, 200, and well beyond that. But I think the format's going to change. I think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get more useful for all of you. And it comes from what we've learned after 70 episodes of doing this podcast, what I've learned about myself and what I want in the future. I'll be honest. One thing I really want is to be more consistent. But I'm just not very good at being consistent. Like, even if I mark out on my calendar, I'm going to record a podcast on this set day. You might be this way with writing too. I'm going to write at this set time and set day. If I don't have something holding me accountable, like other people typically, it's tough. So if it's like a live stream, if we're doing like a fireside chat, yeah, I'll show up to that. There's 20 fireside chats you can see on this list. And most of them are really good, helpful webinars. If I have the pressure, I need to show up at this time, I will almost always show up on time, on schedule, and perform. This is why actually sprinting groups, right now Spring Into Serials is an event going on that we're putting on to help authors be able to basically participate in sprinting groups to write more episodes of our serials. And it's been a ton of fun, but it just got me thinking, right? Like, I love sprinting. And why do I love sprinting? Is because it's the pressure to show up with other people. Like, I do well under pressure. So how can we change the show so that we can be more consistent for you all, but in a way that plays to my strengths? And suddenly it all clicked. If I'm recording and you all are invited to the time that I'm recording at, it's a live show, I'm going to make sure I show up at that time every week. And I'm going to make sure it's as awesome as possible. And that's why we're actually rebranding. And we're moving beyond just subscriptions in the Subscriptions for Authors podcast and to what we really think this is all about, which is helping you all rule the world as storytellers. You're able to further your business, be able to live your dream life, and ultimately be able to take control of your creative career. And that's why we're going to be rebranding this in June, in the next 3 months, to Storytellers of the World Show. I will be graduating college in May, so I'll actually be able to have a little bit of a more studio setup so that I'm not like in random places, like I'm outside right now recording this episode. And I'll also be able to do it at a consistent time each week because I don't need to worry about like classes popping up next semester, et cetera. So we'll be able to have this live show. But it also ties into a second strength that we have, which is more strength around the unique insight that we want to provide you all, which is that up until this point, most of our episodes, not all, but most of our episodes have been interview episodes. But actually, the most popular episodes are either solo episodes of just me or me and Amelia talking. We've had some great interviews, and we've actually had some incredible, incredible guests we've had on. This isn't to ever downplay them. They are incredible people, incredible authors. But these authors can go on other podcasts, and they can be guests on those podcasts. And a lot of these authors, you've heard their stories before, or maybe you've heard some stories similar to theirs. And I love that. And we still will be doing interviews in the future. There will be an interview portion of the live show. But what I want to make a more focal point of this podcast are these more monologue episodes. Me sharing our journey of building Ream, our journey of helping authors succeed in subscriptions and beyond in publishing. We have unique insight. There's very few other people who run platforms where they actively see the data, see the stories, and are working every day to help. At this point, we have thousands of authors on the platform making well over $1 million a year and growing quickly each month. This is a hotbed of data and experience and insight that we now have to share with you all. And when we first started the podcast, we didn't have this insight. It's been 2 years of building up towards this, but now it's every week. It feels like we live a year. Like I could literally, the amount that we're learning in a week is insane. And now to have like the accountability to share that with you all and document in real time what we're learning, I think it's so exciting. The truth is that I'm not an expert. I barely know what we're doing. We're helping authors make over $1 million a year, but authors are making billions of dollars a year in publishing. But as time goes on, authors are going to be making more and more money on Ream. We're going to learn more and more. And we want to share that with all of you all to hopefully help you all succeed, whether it's on Ream, whatever it is that you're doing in your author career. That is the next steps that we're taking in this podcast and where I want to go with it personally. So I hope you all enjoy that. And I hope you all enjoy this format of me taking a lesson that we've learned over whether it's the last week or the last months that's been building, the last year, taking these stories that we have, these really unique experiences and sharing it with you all, because we have a really unique privilege in being able to work with so many incredible authors and being able to be at this nexus of like where publishing's going. And I want to share that perspective. And the truth is that I don't, at the end of the day, know the singular way to be a great author. In fact, there isn't. But I do know what's working for other people. I do know what's working for us on the platform. And I want to share those stories with you and hope that it helps you get to the next level. So that's where this podcast is shifting. We'll upload the episodes after the live recording here, and we'll invite you all to live recording each week so that it's not just me talking at you guys, but a conversation that we get to participate in and a conversation that we get to have together that we then get to share on the Storytellers Rule the World show, because it's not Storyteller Rule the World, it's Storytellers. And we want to invite you all as storytellers into that conversation with us. So with this said, with these exciting changes coming up, it's going to take us some time. I don't anticipate that we'll even really get our like actual grounding until July. And between now and July, we still have plenty of episodes to release. So don't worry, we still have some amazing interviews, amazing episodes, and we have some exciting stuff to share on the Scription Podcast just this week alone. But today, first thing I want to share is just developing an awareness of yourself. And ultimately, this is about embracing who you are unashamedly and leaning into your strengths and recognizing those strengths. And the thing about it is that the things that we think are strengths about ourselves, we actually might also think they're flaws. And we might actually hate the things that are the best about us. And maybe I'm just speaking for myself here, but I know I've felt this way for a really long time. One of my biggest strengths is living in the future. I'm not the best at living in the moment. Anyone can say that. And to be honest, it brings its struggles. I have trouble making friends a lot of times. I have trouble in close relationships I have, in staying grounded in the moment. It can be something very challenging for me. I'm someone who thrives under pressure, but that almost constantly means that I'm creating new pressures in my life, whether it's deadlines, new launches, new things. I thrive under that. But for a long time, I thought that I should not want that, that that stress wasn't a good thing. But again, I thrive under it. I'm very obsessive. When I love something, I don't let it go pretty much ever. And now my obsessions, it's been this obsession for a long time, is making the world better for storytellers. And again, at the surface, I actually hated myself for these things. I thought that I was actually crazy for putting so much pressure on myself. I thought that living in the future was a bad thing largely, and that although I almost couldn't control it, it was something that like would damage me, and that it made me less desirable to be around, less desirable to be friends with. And I thought that
my desire to just go all in on something, to have my passion lead my life, actually didn't make me as balanced and as quote unquote well-rounded. And that was like a huge negative thing. But the truth is that, you know what? These can be flaws and moments. These are also the best things about me. It's what allows me to write my science fiction worlds and get absorbed in them. It's what allows me to take risks and to thrive in the pressure of deadlines, thrive in the pressure of releases, thrive in the pressure of product launches, and love it. And it's what makes me a leader, because I'm someone who can see into the future and I can be a leader, at least of Ream, and help lead the team and help lead this community into hopefully a better future for storytellers. For so long, I tried to avoid these things. I didn't lean into them. I didn't even necessarily recognize it about myself. And I would always feel bad about myself because it felt like I wasn't good enough. Because although I had these things about myself, I also wanted to, you know, constantly be grounded. I also wanted to not put too much pressure on myself. I also wanted to be well-rounded. So it constantly felt like I was working against myself to be something that I wasn't, because that's what society wanted. And if you've ever felt this way, that you have to be something that you aren't, then I just want to tell you, the things that are different about you are what makes you beautiful. And as creative people, most of us are different. Different in beautiful ways. Some people might consider these differences to be neurodivergent. Some even say people like me might have what we'd consider to be ADHD. I prefer not to use labels. I prefer instead to just say, these are the differences about me specifically as an individual person. And if labels help you, if these sorts of frameworks and things help you, I think that's actually beautiful. But the important thing is just to recognize your differences and to embrace yourself for it and embrace the people around you for their differences and to actually lean into it. And if there's anything I want you to take away from this podcast is that I don't want anyone not feeling good enough for because of who they are. And for so long, I didn't feel good enough because of who I was. And I thought that I needed to be something or become something different. And part of this is recognizing who you are. And part of this is giving yourself the space and time and the permission to become who you want to be. And that it's not going to happen overnight, that it is a long game. But now we get into takeaway number two, which is, what is your core desire? And I'm going to admit, this one is uncomfortable for a lot of people. And for so many of us, we're conditioned to say and think we're doing things for specific reasons that actually aren't one of our core desires. Now, I want to recommend a good book to everyone that talks about the eight life forces. It's called Cashvertising. Yes, Cashvertising. It's a book about advertising. And ultimately, it's teaching you the psychology, how to run a great ad, and some specific tactics that Madison Avenue and the other big ad agencies use to get consumers to buy things. It's pretty useful for all of us who are trying to run businesses and get people to hopefully love our things, fall in love with them. But before they actually fall in love with the thing, they have to be convinced to actually use the thing. So it's a good book. But the eight desires that someone has, like the eight life forces, really stuck out to me, because when I read through them, I was thinking to myself, so many of these things we wouldn't openly admit actually wanting, but these are the only thing, these eight life forces are the only true things that actually motivate us as humans. So I want to do is share those eight life forces. And then what I want to do is share what actually probably is motivating me the most right now with Ream. And then from those eight life forces, you can hopefully reflect on which ones motivate you most in your writing career and lean into it. And I think what you'll find is that there's these more secondary forces that aren't actually as powerful, that are more socially ingrained into us, that you're actually probably shooting for. And when you actually shift your life towards going for the core desire and not these secondary desires, you might open up new pathways to achieving your true goal, which actually might be a beautiful thing, because it might allow you to lean into your strengths more, be who you are, and live a life better suited to your process and nature and achieving what you want to be. Because again, you actually realize what your core desire is. So what are these eight core desires? These eight core desires are, first, sexual companionship. And I'll be honest, that's not my reason for wanting to do Ream, but if that's your reason to want to write, that's beautiful. All these are great eight core desires. We all have them in different areas of our life. So it's just important to think about, like, where does writing fit in? Survival, enjoyment of life extension. Gonna be honest, this one is probably one always. I think we all have a motivation to want to survive and to enjoy our lives and to extend our lives. There's social approval. This one seems uncomfortable, but it's also one that we have to recognize if it's there for us. Maybe part of us wants to become a best-selling author, wants to climb to the top of the charts so that our family and friends can actually recognize us and treat this like it's a serious thing and not just be like, oh, there she is with her little hobbies. No, guys, this is freaking serious. Look at me, right? The next one is to be superior, winning, or keeping up with the Joneses. This largely goes into the bucket of self-improvement, but this is where the competitive aspect of human nature comes in. Then there's enjoyment of food and beverages. I will admit, nice coffee while writing, some nice hot cocoa. I'm a more hot cocoa kind of guy. That's nice. But to me, that's not the core desire for Reem. Probably might not be your core desire for writing. But again, if it is, this is beautiful. Then the last one is freedom from fear, pain, and danger, which for me, I'm a huge risk-taking kind of guy. I love actually putting myself on the edge. So I wouldn't say this is one of my core motivators, but to have a secure life as a writer could totally be one of yours. And I actually think one of my core desires is that at least a mission statement would be like, we really do want to help writers be free from the fear, pain, and danger of being on platforms that they don't control. That's what Storytellers of the World is all about. But I myself love taking risks. My core desire is actually different. My core desire of these core eight is definitely to be superior in winning. It's not in a materialistic sense. I could care less about that. But it's about this game of, you know, building a publishing platform, helping authors succeed. Like, how much can we win? Can we be the platform that really helps authors sell directly to their audience and helps them build a community? Like, I want to win in that game. And ultimately, what's so much fun is that winning this game means winning for you all. It means winning for all of us. It's creating this future for Stories of the World. So it's this passion coalescing with this core desire. Social approval isn't that important to me. The survival and enjoyment, life extension, I think that's super important to me, but that's not the thing that's motivating me the most right now. If I was to get sick, if someone in my family was to get sick, I think that would immediately become like the core eight that's driving me. But at least this is the problem that like working on Reem is solving in my life. Like the core desire that working on Reem fulfills is to like want to win and to really go for that. And that it's so much fun to like win at this game and to really go for it. You have to think what core desire, what life force of these eight life forces is writing fulfilling in you? And the ultimate goal then is to bridge the gap between what writing is doing for you today and then actually bring it to a place where it fulfills one of these core eight, these life forces. Interestingly enough, you'll notice that money isn't part of this. And it's because money is a social trained thing. Money isn't actually something that we are born wanting as humans. Like money is not wired into our brains. But there are these nine secondary life forces that can be just as strong, not always as strong as the core eight. The core eight are much stronger, but these secondary nine forces are interesting. It's convenience, efficiency, curiosity, cleanliness of the body and surroundings, dependability or quality, expression of beauty and style, economy or profit. This is where money comes in. Bargains, this is like getting deals, which this is probably not going to influence you as a writer, but this could influence, again, readers influencing and or to be informed. And again, I think that these are interesting. And we have to remember this was kind of a book cashvertising. And these eight life forces were actually made in terms of how consumers influence their buying decisions. But in reality, I actually think these eight life forces map on really well to some of the eight core desires we have as humans. And you have to be open with yourself. Do you want to win? Do you want to climb to the top of the charts? Do you want social approval? Do you want to be free from fear, pain, and danger, security? What is it that you're going for? And you probably want all these things. So don't get me wrong. We probably all want all these things to a certain degree. But what is it that you really want to fulfill with your writing journey and specific parts of your writing journey? Is your subscription for social approval? Or is it for sustainability, freedom from fear, pain, and danger? Is your subscription to be superior and win? Or is it to get maybe social approval from your fans? Is selling direct? Is it to climb to the top of the charts? Or is it to maybe have survival, joy of life, and life extension because you're able to maybe increase your revenue, have a more sustainable business? Again, this is up to you, like how you choose these things and what your eight life forces are. But I think it's really good to be completely open with ourselves about what we're doing and why. So now hopefully we know what we're doing and why. In addition to that, hopefully we know a bit more about ourselves and we've embraced that. So now it comes to the last part, which is like putting it into action. It's like actually going out and living that life. And look, this isn't easy. This isn't something you just can do overnight. If you have, for me, I think it's been now like 7 years, 7 years that I started writing books back. Yeah, the beginning of high school is when I started publishing. Now I'm graduating college and it's finally, okay, I can do this thing full time and do what I love just about 7.5 years into this. And no matter what your age is, I think it takes a long time to actually bridge the gap between your life is playing to your strengths. If I'm being honest, school is like never like a huge strength of mine. It actually goes against a lot of like my natural instincts. I'm very impulsive. I cave into my impulsivities and that's often where my creativity comes from. So I'm not actually all that good at like structured learning. I'm more the kind of person who will read 2 or 3 books in a weekend for fun about a random topic that I want to do a deep dive into. But that deep dive passion doesn't always correlate to what the syllabus says I need to do that week. So I just sucked it up and did it because I had to. And because I wanted to design my life in a way in which I could go for the things that really matter to me, fulfill these 8 life forces, but do so in a way in which it plays to my strengths and really embraces who I am. But it wasn't an overnight process. And what I want you all to realize is that if you realize upon reflecting about who you are, who your process is, what your strengths are, and then where you're going and what you want to be, if you realize like there's a gap here and it's not something I can like fulfill tomorrow because I have a day job and it requires this many hours and I can't just quit it or whatever your situation is, just know that like I get that. Know that I've been in that situation and know that as my life continues to evolve and who I am evolves and even these core desires, my relationship between what I'm doing and what desire it's filling, as that changes as well, I'm going to be in a constant state of evolving, of reflecting on this and, you know, changing things about me and my life to hopefully be better aligned with this. But it's taken me a really long time to even have what I'd call like decent to good or maybe even really good alignment with these things. I'm not even there yet. As I'm saying this, I'm still a couple months away from really being there. And it might take you a while to get there for yourself. But this is a great thing to reflect on in the Facebook group. In the Scripture Dogs Facebook group, we can help you if you're in a situation where you want to, you've learned these things about your process. You've learned these things about your what your core desire is for writing. We can help brainstorm about how to get there. We can help brainstorm different pathways because you might realize what you thought you needed to do to achieve that. Actually, you can do something totally else that's more achievable today, that's more realistic, that can get you there sooner, that can get you there in a way that's better, even more fun, right? I hope this podcast is helpful. I know it's a little different. The theme's a little bit different, but I thought it was like a good way to announce like the change that we have coming up in the podcast and hopefully give you some lessons around like the things that we're thinking about, because I want this podcast to work with us, not against us, work with our nature as a team, with my nature individually as the main host of the podcast. And I also want it to work with what you all are searching for, which is all about how do we bring this closer together to what we uniquely can provide to the industry, and what we uniquely can provide to all of you and helping you progress in your journey. And this is just what some of what I've learned over the last couple of years. These are some of the things that I wish I had this perspective earlier on. It would have helped me through a lot of these harder days. It would help me be easier on myself, because for so long, I was so frustrated at myself between the gap between where I wanted to be, who I wanted to become, what I wanted my life to look like, these core desires that I wanted to have fulfilled, and then where I actually was. And I secretly hated myself for it. I was super, super tough on myself. And even if I can't accelerate your pathway to achieving your best life, even if I can't actually give you that core desire, I hope that I make you be a little bit easier on yourself. And in that process, maybe I make the journey of getting there and the journey of forever getting there and that forever evolution be a little bit more enjoyable. Because I wish I did that for myself. And I'm doing that now, I'm working on it, and it's made my life a lot better. And I hope I can help that for all of you. With that said, that's it for this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, if you want another episode, just subscribe if it's on the YouTube channel. Follow this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Recommend this to a friend if this was helpful. Like, the only way this podcast grows is y'all sharing it with other folks. And if you think authors could benefit from this, I would love you to share this with a friend, because maybe it helps them out just like it helped you out. And in the meantime, you all are awesome. Check out our website if you want some free books and free resources on how to grow your subscription. Just go to subscriptionsforauthors.com. And as always, don't forget, storytellers rule the world.